is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Sheriff, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks.
And once again, we are social distancing. You have your mask with you, though we're far apart, and the whole place smells like Clorox.
I love it. Yeah. Even the cowboy looks clean next to me.
He is, man. We have been making sure he is disinfected. Sheriff Dunn joins us once a month to talk about a number of things going on last month. Let's start off by talking. Last night, we had here in Northfield sirens going off here and there. A lot of things going on, mm-hmm. more than just one event, actually. We'll have more on this with Chief Nelson coming up a little bit later on in the morning show, but I want to. Mm-hmm. You were the county sheriff's office was involved in that, or I should say, involved in the scene.
Sure,
weren't involved with the crash itself.
Right.
That it did involve a Northfield cruiser.
Yeah,
we're going to talk more with Chief Nelson a little later on. But what was your role in that?
Well, so I was just heading home, and I heard some calls in Northfield, and then I heard. One of their officers request assistance and had been involved in a crash. So I live on the north side of Faribault and was very close to home. So I responded and assisted up here for a couple hours and had deputies come up and assist. And we assisted with traffic and diverted traffic around the crash scene and then requested State Patrol to come in and do the investigation. So normally, you know, if it's in the city of Northfield, the police department would investigate it. But if one of their vehicles is involved, then they would request the sheriff's office or State Patrol. Since it was on Highway 3, I requested State Patrol. So the State Patrol will be doing the investigation on the crash. And, you know, we just hope that everyone involved makes a full recovery here. And, you know, very scary when you hear any kind of crash, but then when you hear an officer requesting assistance that's been involved, that's always, you know, gets the hair up in the back of your neck. And I hope everybody makes a full recovery, and both parties were conscious in the other vehicle, and the officer was talking and went in to get checked out as well. But I'll let Chief Nelson give you more details when he comes on.
All right. Let's just talk about this whole COVID-19. It's been a strange couple of months for everybody in the world.
Yep.
You know, every human on the planet has had to make some changes and some adjustments. Now, with the sheriff's office, has that resulted in anything unusual? Do you get it doesn't seem to be much traffic out there? People still, are they driving safe? What are you finding out?
Well, that's funny you should mention that, Jeff, because we're actually finding, so traffic volumes are down, but as this has progressed through the weeks and now into months, we're starting to see the traffic start to increase again, closer to normal levels. But what we're seeing is a lot of pretty flagrant traffic violations, such as high speeds, lots of speeds on the county roads and the interstate over 100 miles an hour. And what we're finding is when we're stopping some of these people, they're saying, well, we thought you weren't stopping cars during COVID, so we didn't think it was a big deal. And I actually stopped one between Nearstrand and Cannon City yesterday. Initially had him over 70 miles an hour in the 55 zone, turned around to stop him. He continued into a 40 zone and into a 30 zone, and he was still doing 63 miles an hour in a 30 zone, which is very careless. So, And that person was on his phone at the same time. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing here? And, well, I didn't think you guys were stopping cars. So it's not just me that's hearing this. I mean, it's troopers. So I think we need to do a better job to let people know that, no, we are still going to stop you. You still need to abide by the laws, even during this stay-at-home thing. It's kind of frustrating. And unfortunately, I just looked at the state fatality report this morning, and we're actually higher than we were last year at this time, which we shouldn't be, because our traffic volumes have been significantly down with people being laid off and the stay-at-home order and everything. So really, we should not have had the high traffic fatalities, but we are seeing that. So I think law enforcement across the state is going to start ramping things up more to what you probably were used to before, because if it's not safe for people to drive on the roads to get to work or to get to their medical appointments or wherever they're going, you know, that's not a good thing either. So I know the State Patrol is going to put extra people out for fishing opener. I know Olmsted County is starting to reassign some of their assets that may be assigned to like court security, because the courts are much slower right now. They're using them to do traffic enforcement now, and we may be looking at doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Sheriff Dudd is with us from Rice County. Yeah, you mentioned a number of people. Terry had a story about a guy going 119 miles yeah. per hour on yeah. Highway 3.
Right.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. And unfortunately, every week since this COVID thing started back in March, we've seen our DWI arrests start to creep up, too. Every week we're seeing more and more DWI arrests. So that's telling me that, number one, people are, you know, drinking at home or wherever it may be, but instead of staying at home, they're, you know, choosing to drive for whatever reason. And I don't know why, because the bars aren't open mm-hmm. unless they're going to the liquor store to get more alcohol. But, you know, that's alarming as well. So, you know, I think people just need to stop and just say, okay, let's hit the reset button here mm-hmm. and let's focus on our priorities and use common sense. And if we're going to drink, we're going to stay at home like we're supposed to be. We're not going to go out on the road, and we're not going to road trip, those kind of things. We're starting to see some of the drug stuff starting to trend up. So you're going to see our drug task force getting amped up again mm-hmm. and going back to normal as well, because it's alarming to see some of this criminal activity starting to go up and traffic activity.
Now, this time of year, you tend to have an uptick in like property type crimes. Mm-hmm. The weather's getting nice, daylight longer, you know, for a lot of different reasons. Are you seeing yeah. that as well?
We were seeing a lot more property crimes here, and we've made a couple arrests in the last few weeks. So that's been good. We've seen the burglaries trending downwards again, so that's a good sign. That tells us that we might have got the right people. And so we just still ask the people to watch out for themselves, watch out for their neighbors. If they see anything suspicious, to call law enforement so that we can investigate it. Our mental health and our domestic calls, mental health have kind of leveled off, which is a good thing, and our domestic is kind of leveling off, but obviously we'd like to see those closer to no domestics at all. But you know, of our, I would say at an average weekend, we would have anywhere from 6 to 8 arrests pre-COVID, and lately we've been averaging 1 or 2, and most of them have been domestic related. But now we're seeing a transition or a flip-flop where the domestics are arrests are going down, but starting to see the more serious DWI arrests, like the second degree DWIs, the first degree DWIs, which are gross misdemeanor and felony. So
mm-hmm. Let's talk about getting out into nature. We've got the fishing opener
that's yeah.
Coming up very soon. And you also have, you know, I've talked to people, our state park here in mm-hmm. Near Strand is just packed
yeah.
every weekend, just packed. For people that are going out, as far as the like social distancing and such,
yeah.
what are you looking, is the sheriff's office looking for, you know, a lot of people in a boat, a party boat going out? Are you looking for, you know, social distancing among people walking in parkways? And what are the guidelines? Are there any guidelines for people to keep in mind?
Well, of course, the 6-foot social distancing, washing the hands, sanitizing the hands. And then one thing I want to say for the people that are out the parks and stuff, if they bring the little portable wipes and stuff with them, make sure you dispose of them properly. Don't just drop them on the trails, those kind of things. I know early on, before the state parks, the governor opened the state parks, but he didn't make the state park officials essential. So for a couple weeks, there was no park rangers at the park. So we had a high influx of people out there. We had significant traffic issues and nobody there to deal with them. So it kind of fell back on us. So for about the last, talk about reassessing your assets, I took my courthouse people that have been had their hours significantly cut back, and I put them on these park patrols to monitor the parks, because we were having traffic issues where if an emergency vehicle would have had to get through there, we couldn't have gotten maybe a squad car through there, but a fire truck and an ambulance wouldn't probably have fit as well, because people were parking on both sides of the road trying to get into the park and take advantage of that, because that was one of the few things that were okay at the time. And so we put deputies and staff out there to kind of help monitor that. The state park officials are now essential, so they're back as well, and we're not seeing as many issues because they're there to kind of curb them before they become a problem. Because we have a lot of, just with the state park itself at Nearstrand, but then we have another 10 parks in the county, just out in the county area, and we can't be at every park at every time. And all of a sudden you get there and you've got cars parked out the wrong way on the road and infringing on traffic flow. So that's what we've been doing on weekends, trying to help with that. We've also seen our public accesses, which we are not in charge of, it'd be the DNR, but public accesses are just overpacked because people are allowed to go fishing. So they're taking advantage of that and going fishing. And, you know, you might, at this time of year, normally you might have a half dozen trucks and trailers there, and we're seeing 20 to 25 trucks at these accesses now. And I'm glad to see people getting out, but if you're supposed to stay 6 feet apart unless it's a family member or, you know, somebody that you live with, then, and we're not stopping people and say, is that your brother or your friend? But, you know, we're just asking people to, you know, not congregate in large groups, especially at the parks. We're watching for people to, if they're going to the park, they get out of their cars and they start walking. They're not staying there talking to three or four other groups of people at their cars and getting into that close contact. So it's been a learning, thing for us, but we're making do, and we appreciate the people that are being cooperative with the stay-at-home order.
Once again, Sheriff Dunn from Rice County is with us. Sheriff, I'll kind of put you on the spot a little bit here.
All right, let me get ready for this.
I'll always apologize for this. But no, we've got the fishing openers. Yeah. You've mentioned so many people going out to various parks and stuff. Mm-hmm. You and the DNR, you know, let's talk about who's responsible for what. You know, the DNR, as far as game wardens and such, do they have enough employees? I don't know, to keep, for an extra burst like this.
Right.
And where does your department come in? Are you going to have to be, is it going to be like whack-a-mole? You've just got to help kind of everybody where you can?
That's basically it. So the DNR has one conservation officer assigned to Rice County. Unfortunately, you know, that DNR officer can't work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there's not always somebody on the lake. And with 23 lakes throughout the county, it's hard to hit every lake. They're working on boating safety and enforcement of the fishing licenses. Mm-hmm. Our staff are strictly working on just the boating safety, making sure you have your PFDs, making sure that you have your registration on your boat, the things like that. We're not necessarily checking your fishing licenses. We can, but we don't have time for that right mm-hmm. now. Unless we get a complaint and say, hey, there's a purple boat out on Cedar Lake and I know this person doesn't have a license, well, that's a little different. So we mm-hmm. might check on that, but we're not going to go out and start randomly checking every boat for their fishing license. We're checking PFDs. We're checking your registration. Do you have your fire extinguisher? Have you have that big boat? Do your kids have the PFDs on? And that's one thing I want to recommend. It's great to have the PFDs in your boat, but I'd really recommend that people wear them all the time, because you don't know when something bad's going to happen. If you trip and you fall overboard, or somebody else runs into you and you're knocked unconscious, if you don't have that PFD on, you know, chances are not in your favor. Mm-hmm. So ask that people wear it as much as they can.
Sheriff Dunn, once again, our guest, but from an enforcement standpoint, you have I guess broader jurisdiction mm-hmm. than a game warden would have. You're able yep. to do everything a game warden would.
Yes.
And, so okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And then we will be we started training our water patrol staff for the summer. They're doing their use of force in their policy stuff this week. So getting ready to assist. And you know, we think that if the spring has been any kind of precursor, it's going to be a busy summer for us at on the lakes and on the rivers. So mm-hmm. we've seen people kayaking now and canoeing. So the river's down to a pretty decent level again. But be careful if you're on the Cannon River. Watch out. Hopefully you can navigate around the trees. Mm-hmm. But it's very scenic. A lot of wildlife. You've seen a lot of the young ducks and geese out there now. And
yeah, and be careful on those kayaks. You know, we had that from 2 years ago, that tornado that came through a lot of downed trees. And
absolutely.
And they're still hanging around out there. Lastly, Sheriff Dunn, I want to talk about the kind of the legal system in Faribault. You have the courthouse, you have the jail, and, mm-hmm. you know, the prison and everything. Mm-hmm. Where are things still running there? Is it from an operational standpoint, or where are we at?
So as far as the courthouse, it's closed to the public unless you have a hearing, and they've tried to minimize the amount of hearings. So we're doing the people, the in custodies, we call it, the people that are in jail. We're still holding those. And if we can hold them by ITV, we will do that, which helps because then you don't have to expose courtroom staff to other people from the outside and vice versa. We don't know who might have the COVID virus or any kind of sickness. So we're trying to use ITV more. We're going to have a lot of catch-up to do probably coming around June, where we now have to start picking up our jury trials and our past omnibus hearings and evidentiary hearings and those kind of things. So our courthouse is going to go from pretty slow to crazy busy. And actually, you know, we're meeting with different people from court administration throughout the state, including the Chief Justice from the Supreme Court, on how can we transition back to normal court. And it might take working a little later in the day. I know one thing was thrown out there was possibly throwing in courts on Saturdays, which I think would be pretty significant. And, you know, obviously I'd have to adjust some schedules of my staff if we need to have court staff there on a Saturday. But we'll see what happens when we get closer. Our jail staff are still working 7 days on, 7 days off, and our patrol staff are transitioning to that same kind of shift. We were working in six teams. And we're going to break it down to four teams now and start trying to get back to our normal shifts again, where, you know, we have some overlapping possibly, but right now we're staying at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So you don't have the cross-contamination of staff. They clean up at the office before they leave. But we're really telling our officers, unless you need to be in there to take a report or type a report, try to stay away from the office, stay in your squad, and try to, you know, not contaminate yourself.
All right. Once again, Sheriff Dunn, any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think we're going to get back to normal soon. I can't define what soon's going to be. It could be May, could be June, could be July, but I just ask that people continue to follow the rules and the recommendations of our Department of Health and our local leaders and our county and state leaders, as well as our federal. There's a lot of different things and we're hearing different messages, but the biggest thing is follow the social distancing laws, wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home, and let's help beat this COVID-19.
Yeah, and laws are still laws.
Yes, and laws are still laws. Don't make us stop you, because you're not going to get a warning for 119 and a 70 or 63 and a 30.
Yeah. All right. Sheriff Dunn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Appreciate Jeff.
It. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.